Good morning, Masechet Eruvin, Daf Lamed Chet. And we just stuck at the bottom quickly at the end of Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. We're in the middle of a sugya here with Rabbi Meir. Chachamim asked Rabbi Meir about, isn't he worried about Breira? If the barrel, if this like this pouch of wine would burst. And he said, if it bursts, come and talk to me. So then the Gemara said to him, well, what was he worried about in the first place? What about that, right? We spent meant to be in Rashid Shishira Nikarin, right? And we saw that Rava said there was one of the problems there, that that when it comes to Truma, we actually need Shirain Nikarin, and yeah, if it's all in a box, how are you going to see it in a big pouch? So Mike Amalei, Mark, what did Rachamim say to Rabbi Meir on that point? Hachik Amrilei, Ledidan Ba'ina Rashid Shirain Nikarin. With Chachamim said, one of our problems that we've got with you, Rabbi Meir, with your shitta of doing Breira, is that we need Shirei Nikarin. You have to see it. Ledidach, as far as you're concerned, Yatamodeh, Shemei Yivka Hanod, Venimtsa Shotet, Salim Rafael. So in that case, aren't you worried that if in your scenario where you say that you can do Breira, right, and you're going to take off in the future, you'll do your Truma. Aren't you worried at least about that it might break? We're going to be concerned about, let's say, forget about Breira. Our concern is Shiret, to see what's going on, to notice the difference between the two, the Truma and the Chulin, to separate them. But you we still got a problem with you. Aren't you worried that it might break and then you can't end up doing Truma at all? So he says, that same answer, you know what, when it breaks, come and talk to me. In other words, I'm not so worried about that. He wasn't concerned at all about it, and that's where that sugya ended off over there. Okay, so we should have ended off over there yesterday and started the Mishnah today. Now we've got an interesting Mishnah. We've got Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamuch LeShabbat, Bayim Lefneh, Bayim LeAcharei. So now we've got a similar story we saw previously. If you've got Shabbos and you've got Yom Tov on either side, either Friday Shabbos is Yom Tov or Sunday is Yom Tov. Right, so what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. You make two Eruvin. V'Omer, you say as follows. Eruvi Berishon LeMitzrach U'Beshen LeMarav. My first Eruv is, let's say that it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, like coming up now. So my first Shabbos, my Eruv for Shabbos is LeMizrach, and my Eruv for Sunday is LeMarav. Or Berishon LeMarav and LeMizrach. Right? Or you say Eruvi Berishon, or you say, you know what, my first Eruv, my Eruv is only for the first day, U'Besheni Kebnei Iri. And on the second day, I don't want an Eruv at all, my Eruv will be, I'm like my town. Eruvi Basheni, Barishon Kibneni, or vice versa. In other words, you put an Eruv down and you can say what you want. As far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, you can deal either with the first day or the second day or both days at the same time. No problem whatsoever. The Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say no. Or Ma'arev Leruach Achat. Right? Either you're making an Eruv, which is both days to go in the east, or Einu Ma'arev Kolikar. Oh, there's no Eruv whatsoever. Look at Rashi over here. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. Im haya tzarich yom rishon lelech lekan v'yom sheni lelech lekan. So you want to get in the direction. Yachol arev lemizrach lemarev erev yom tov rishon. On the erev yom to the first night, you can make an Eruv for both days. V'omer, you say Eruvi shom mizrach ikneh di hayom l'tzorech hamachar v'eruvi shomar v'ikneh di b'yit ha-mashmash l'machar l'tzorech yom sheni. Okay, that's clear. For one day and the next day. What shall we... This is the important part I want to read now. The last wide lines of Rashi. The Kesavre Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Shabbat v'yom tov, lav kechad yoma aricha ninu elashtei kedushot. Now this might sound intuitive to us, right? But it's a machloket. We'll see in a moment, tonight. When we have Shabbos and Yom Tov, day after each other, is it one kedusha? Shabbos and Yom Tov sort of molded to one long kedusha? Or do we say, no, it's two kedushot. There's Shabbos and there's Yom Tov, and they've got nothing to do with one another. Rabbi Eliezer says they're two kedushas. Because they're two kedushas, you can make an Eruv in one direction for today and another Eruv for the next day because they're not connected. Ulechol chad yoma itle chad shvita. And each of its days, its own shvita, Shabbos is a shvita, you call it shvita as an Eruv and yontiv as well. Bechol chada miknele shvita as a tzad sheyirtze. And because they're two separate days and you can choose whichever side you want to go, They're not connected. Sorry, because they're separate days and they're separate kedushas, you could choose whichever side you want to go on each day separately. And it's the first banashmashot of this day, which is konef for the first day. Okay, so now banashmashot, before each day is what's kame it, not the same day for the second. In other words, Thursday night doesn't konef Shabbos as well. Okay, Thursday night's konef Friday. That's how it works. That was two separate days. And then Rashi gives some examples there. Why does he say Kibbe Ne'iri? Because he doesn't want to lose out, like we spoke about. Right? If you have an Eruv on the east, and that is your Eruv, then on Shabbos you can't go anywhere westwards. If you haven't got an Eruv, then your whole area, you've got 2,000 Amas around where your whole town. Okay, so that's basically why you say Kibbe Ne'iri, so that you aren't stuck. Now, Chachamim. What do Chachamim say? Chachamim say no. Let's look at Rashi over here. Chachamim say, no, either you choose one direction for both days. In other words, you can make an Eruv for Shabbos and Yom Tov, but you have to have it in the same direction. You can't have separate directions for each different day. And if you say, it's either Ma'arev or Kol Ikar, Rashi or if you choose two different ways, then they neither of them work. You can only choose one direction for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. So either ma'arev l'ruach achat or enu ma'arev kol ikar, or ma'arev l'shnei yamim or enu ma'arev kol ikar. Look at Rashi, ma'arev l'shnei yamim or gemora parich hainu l'ruach achat. What's it going to say? Isn't the Rabbi Lezer repeating itself? That's either you can choose one direction for both days, or you haven't got an Eruv, or you can make an Eruv for 2 days, but otherwise you haven't got an Eruv. But it appears that 2 days is also one direction. So they're saying one direction, 2 days, or 2 days, which is assuming the same thing. So when Kate said yes.
Yeah. That's saying like Chachamim are holding that it's all one continuous day, Shabbos and Yom
Tov. Interesting. Looks like it, yeah. The way I've explained to Rabbi Yezra up until now, it sounds like it's coming the opposite, that they're saying it's one long day. When do we say Yom Ha'arichta? Rosh Hashanah. Right. We say Rosh Hashanah is one long day. Right? That 2 days Rosh Hashanah is one long day. But we never heard before that Shabbos and Yom Tov are one long day. Or the truth be told is, if Shabbos and Yom Tov are one long day, then what's the chiddush about Rosh Hashanah? Pasha Rosh Hashanah is one long day.
There are different kiddushes. I mean, it's a whole different thing.
You make up dollar even between Yom Tov and Shabbos. That's, I think, even a bigger proof, no? You're rather different kiddush, but you make up dollar. If you're going from Yom Tov and Shabbos, you say, Bain Yom Tov le Shabbat Yivdalta. Bain Shabbat Yivdalta, Yivdalta Yivdalta, etc. So,
you normally have the problem when it's 2 days Yom Tov. In Chutzlaritz, we say that. That's the problem.
If it's Shabbos and Yom Tov was one long day, so what you're saying is the problem there is that we've got second day Yom Tov, not first day Yom Tov.
Yeah. That's when we normally say Yom Arichta.
No, we only say Yom Arichta when it's Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. When it's 2 days Yom Tov, we say these days separate.
But Shabbos and Yom Tov, where do you ever hear that Shabbos and Yom Tov, one after the other, is Yom Arichta?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying normally we refer to it when there's...
But even 2 days Yom Tov, where do you have 2 days Yom Tov, Yom
HaRichta? No, what I'm saying is, where the question is, the Yom HaRichta is whether it, like Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, and of course that's when you have other Yom
Tov. Rosh Hashanah is also 2 days, Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, even in Israel it's 2 days.
Exactly, but Chutz Haaretz, it's 2 days, and we don't say Yom HaRichta.
That's right, because it's not Yom HaRichta.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. That we normally say Yom Arichta is only with Rosh Hashanah.
We only say Rosh Yom Arichta on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so we're agreeing so much. It took us 3 minutes to agree. Oh, great, fantastic. Okay.
Why do we agree? What is the agreement?
I'm happy we agree. We agree that Rosh Hashanah is the only day that we ever call Yom Arichta. The Gemara we saw, Rosh Hashanah 2 days is called Yom Arichta. Everything else is a day. Other Shabbos is Shabbos, Yom Tov is Yom Tov. If you want to add Steve's example into it, if it's 2 days Yom Tov, each day is a separate day.
So we consider it separate.
Separate. And Yasan in the Gemara is saying, Chachamim, that Shabbos, Yom Tov together is one Kedusha. Let's carry on. Right? So, Omar Ev Shemim, Omar Ev Kolika. So, okay, Ketzad Yase. So now when the Gemara says over here, Ketzad Yase, right? Molicho Berishon. This is how you make your Eruv. Ketzad Yase. Molicho. Now Rashi says specifically the Shaliach. Okay, so you've got a Shaliach. Berishon Erev Yom Tov Shifnei Shabbat on Thursday evening, let's say. Umachshich Alav Venot. Umachshich Alav. He waits there till Yontov comes in. Anshi Knea Eruv. Till Yontov. Right? Then Notlo. He takes the Eruv. Right? Ubalo. Why? Look at Rashi Miyabed. We've seen this before because it might get lost. Veshuv and Eruv Vesheni. If it gets lost, you haven't got an Eruv for the second day. Kedektani. Nochal Eruvo Berishon. Vechozirim Nochal Beshetzer. We'll see in a second. If it gets eaten, it's gone. Ubalo Beshani comes back on the second day. Remember that we saw this in the Mishnah the other day. We had a couple of daf ago. Problem Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. You could on Shabbos you couldn't walk. Remember, on Yontif you could walk, and that's what Rashi said there. Was specifically the Gemara chose the example of Yontif before Shabbos, etc. So now then Venotlo Ubalo Beshani on the second day. Now on Friday he comes back. Machshi Chalav Veochlo Ubalo. Then he can eat while he's there. Because there's no problem, right? So because then he can eat now because it's really good for Shabbos. Ubalo goes on. Venimtza, and what do we see over here? Mistaker b'halichato, he benefit from his walking. Klomar kanalo halicha liyom machar. Umistaker b'eruvo, shochlo, and he ate it as well. Ubeyom tov achar Shabbos, here Rashi points out now there's a problem. The law ef sharbach, you can't do it this way because you can't carry on the Friday there, like the equivalent to the Friday would be the Shabbos, and you can't carry on the Shabbos to the second day Yontif. Molicho berishton, so you still do it on Friday. V'chozer v'olech sham b'shein lirot im kayam erivo machshich alav. And you go back and you check if the Erev is still there. V'im ratza yochlenu acharekhen. So now, I think what he's saying over here is you go back and check if the Erev is there, right? If the Erev isn't there, then you machshich. And therefore, your being there at Ben Hashmash or being Machshich would cause you an error for you anyhow. And if your error was, then you could go and you go and you could even eat it. And when Mr. Kellen said, "Ever im nochal berishon, if it got eaten on the first day, erev berishon, the erev berishon would only work for the first, not for the second day." Right. So now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So now this was Chachamim, right? So now Amar, because they have to make two separate days independently. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Modim atem li shen shtei kedushot. So now, Rabbi Eliezer says to the Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Modim atem li shen shtei kedushot. Look at Rashi, yeah? Modim atem li shen shtei kedushot. Damrinan ein eruvo l'sheini. Rabbi Eliezer says to them, remember, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who wanted to say that you could make two eruvim. Why? Because they're two kedushas. Chavim said, no, you can only make one eruv, make your pick. But it says, now look, you guys even agree with me. Why are you agreeing with me? Because you're saying yourself it's two kedushas. Why is it two kedushas? The kamrito ain eruvo l'sheini. Dei kedusha achat havalei kemo yom ha'aricha v'yikne ben ha'shmashot shorosh rishon l'shnehen. V'chayvan d'shtei kedush lehen yachol ha'arev. Nam l'shtei ruchol. He says, I don't know what your problem is, guys. I'm saying that we can make one eruv for two separate days. They're two separate kedushas. And you're saying to me, no, it's one long day. And yet, how do you explain how to do it? You go on the one day and you go on another day. So make up your mind. If you've got to go back on both days and make an error for each separate day, and if it got eaten, isn't good for the second day, so what are you proving to me? It's actually two separate kedushot. If it was one kedusha, why would you have to go back? So I'm just saying, it's two kedushas. But I'm saying because it's two kedushas, I can make an eruv now for the two separate days. You say to me, no, it's one kedusha, but yet tachlis, you aren't allowing one kedusha. If it's really one long day, then what do I care? If I put my eruv now today, we happen to know that a day is 24, 25 hours, our lucky day. But if you're telling me it's one kedusha, then suddenly that day becomes 50 hours. So why do I have to go back in the middle of the day? You got it? That's Rabbi Eliezer's answer to Chachamim. Okay.
Have you got a question about Hachonah?
Ah, Steve, you're on the line. Gemara's going to come to that. We're going to get to that. But Achana from who? Who's Achana with who?
Well, Shabbos Yontif, Yontif for Shabbos.
But where's the Achana? In for Rabbi Eliezer or Chachamim?
Chachamim.
Right. Okay, that's Rabbi Eliezer's argument. We'll see now. Okay. Shkoach. Leruach, it's something worse like this. Leruach Achat, mind you, when Chachamim said in one direction, what did they mean? L'shnei yamim. But then they said again in the Mishnah, L'shnei yamim. So my nihu, what does it mean 2 days? Obviously, l'ruach achat. So ha'inu kamaita, I'll be repeating ourselves. You're telling us twice, 2 directions, 2 days, 1 direction. Just 2 different ways of saying it. So, this is really what they wanted to say to him. Each one's trying to find where the other one agrees with him to try and prove really that his shita is right, right? If I can show you that you agree, that what you're saying really agrees with something that I'm saying, then we're saying the same thing. We aren't arguing, then how can you tell me 2 different things? Okay? It says, Iatamodeh. So, Chachamim say to Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Iatamodeh says, we're talking over here now, Beyom Echad. Right? Rashi adds in the word Beyom Echad, but it's missing from Agabah. Iatamodeh. Yom echad, she'ein ma'arvin le'yom echad chetzio le'tzaf v'chetzio le'darom. Says Rabbi Eliezer, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree with us that you can't choose on one day, on Shabbos, I'm going to go in the morning to the east and in the afternoon to the west. I'm going to make 2 eruvim for Shabbos. For half a day, my eruvim is going to be for the east side, half day for the west side. What does he answer them? Aval. Now, we've seen this word before, aval. Rashi here again says it. Aval emet. Come on, aval sara. Metargem kushta. The Targum Unklus there says, Aval is kushta, kushta is emet. Says, you're right, I agree with that. Look at Rashi there quickly. Demar ruch achat, or enu marav kushta yamim nami, or marav kamoli yom echat, or enu marav kolika. This is basically exactly what we said. We said that you can't go in 2 directions. If you go in 2 directions, have you ever made an Erev at all? And you agree with me that you can't go on one day in either 2 directions. If you made an Eruv on Shabbos for 2 directions, you went Friday night, not Yom Tov Shabbos together, just a normal Shabbos. You went Friday night and you put down 2 Eruv, you said, this Eruv is in the east, and then you went and you said, this Eruv is in the west. Pashut, you haven't got an Eruv. But you can't do such a thing. You can't say, this is an Eruv till 12 o'clock, and this Eruv in the for Mincha. So they say exactly the same thing over here. Don't you agree that you can't do half-half? And he says, yes, you're right. So what are they saying, Chachamim? They say, well, just like you can't do half-half, we're saying that Yom Tov Shabbos is one long day. And therefore, if you want to say you can do 2 Eruvim for Yom Tov and Shabbos together, it's essentially half a day each direction. And you agree with that, you can't do it. What?
But you can do 2 and then choose. And then choose which one you're going to do.
No, that's something else. You could do 2. We saw that the Chacham was coming and you weren't sure where he was coming from. But if you remember, in the end, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan who said there that he actually come already, but you just didn't know where he had come from.
Yeah, but he still created the 2.
He said, look, it was back on Lamed Vav Amud Bet. He said, the Adam at the Ashlag, Ela im, ba chacham le mizach, le mizach, le bacham le marav, ero le vara, aber lacham lechan lo. Ma chacham lechan lo, te ein brer le mizach, le marav, nami ein brer. Am Rabbi Yochanan, ukfar ba chacham. That only worked when we said you could do 2 in the end. Rabbi Yochanan narrowed that down, where we said that you already knew that someone was on his way, just weren't sure which side he was coming from, but you couldn't do 2 that you would say one for half a morning, for the morning, one for the afternoon.
Yeah, okay,
but we're discussing that the Rabbi Eliezer is discussing Avichai Chachamim. He's saying you can do 2, one for Friday, one for Shabbos, one for Sunday. And Chachamim was saying to them, Shabbos, Sunday is now one long day. Just like you can agree you can't do 1 for in the morning, 1 for the afternoon. It's the same now as doing 1 for the morning, 1 for the afternoon. Saturday's the morning and Sunday's the afternoon if it's one long day. Right? That's what he's saying. So now, they said, yes, you're right. So they say, okay, so. Kashem she'en marvin liyom echad chatzol adrom chatzol adrom. Kach en marvin lishna yamim, yom echad lemizach, yom echad lemarav. So they got a bit of a stamp over here. Right, because as far as they're concerned, it's one long day. So what's his new Rabbi Eliezer? What is his story? Hatam kedusha achat, he says. Achishtai kedusha. What are you comparing? The God to Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's one kedusha. So of course you can't do half a kedusha in the one direction, half a kedusha in the other direction. But in our scenario over here, it's not half a kedusha. It's 2 kedushot. There's Shabbos and Yom Tov. What do you want from me? So Amar Lahe. What?
And if it was Yom Tov, and if it's 2 days Yom Tov?
So it's, okay, we're not discussing it, but I would imagine the same thing.
No, okay.
Right? So Amar Lahen Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer now says to Chachamim, Iatem Odim, says to Chachamim, don't you guys agree with me? She'im Irev Beraglav B'Yom Rishon. Okay, what does it mean? Im Irev Beraglav. Look at the Rashi, the 4th wide lines. She'lo haya lo pat l'shagerdash l'yachul l'arev. He never had food to send. Vahalach hu ba'atzmon, he himself went, V'yashav l'sof apayim amah. He never had food, so he went there to the end of the 2,000 amas, and he actually, just having seen the Gemara, there's something that conflicts with what I said yesterday about needing 2,000 amas, but I haven't checked it up yet, but anyway, we'll see in a moment. So now, he goes into that, and he sits there, and he waits, and now comes Shabbos, and now he says, okay, now I was kone my eruv. He gets up and he goes home. Mare baragla b'yom sheni. Rabbi Dez says, Chachamim, don't you agree now? What will he do? He'll go back. Mare baraglav. Tzarich. Look at the Rashi there. Tzarich larev baraglav af b'sheni. He has to go back on the second day. Ve'eino yachol atzeit b'sheni chutz letchum adidei kniya rishona. And if he doesn't go back, let's say on Shabbos afternoon, on Friday afternoon, and sit there and wait there for the Shabbos or Yontif to come in, the next day he's stuck. His eruv is ois. It was only worked for one day. Oh, don't you agree with me as well, says Rabbi Eliezer to Chachamim. Im nochal eruvo, nechal eruvo, be'emar v'pat, v'pat. If on the first night it was eaten, right? Amare v'pat, im nechal eruv, the guy who used pat, v'nechal eruvo b'yom rishon, nachal shekar eruv, ready off the smashot, iatem udiv, don't you agree with me, she'eno yotze ala b'shnei da ota k'niyah. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is saying to him two things. Look back in the Gemara. Nechal eruv b'yom rishon, and yotze ala b'yom sheni, and yotze ala b'yom sheni. Amru lo aval. He says, yes, you're right. So Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Eliezer that a person who made an eruv with food, if you put the food down on Thursday night, now for Friday, and it got eaten on Shabbos on Friday, and there's no eruv there left on Shabbos, that he can't go anywhere. And if he never had an eruv and he went there by foot and he sat there Thursday night and he was konesh shvita for Friday for yontif. And then he wanted now to have an Eruv on Shabbos. He'd have to go again on Friday and sit there and wait there for Shabbos to come in and call in Eruv again. So he says, don't you guys agree with me about that? And they say, yes, Aval, you're right. So what Shabbos is saying to them, I don't understand. If you're telling me it's one long day, why does he have to go back there twice? And why, if it got eaten on the first day, he hasn't got an Eruv? According to you, it's one long day, so what do we care? If Thursday, like I said, was suddenly Shabbos was a 50-hour Shabbos, and we put the Eruv down on Friday night, it would be a good Shabbos, the whole of 50 hours. And your parallel here is that the 2 days Yontif and Shabbos is a 50-hour Shabbos. So why do I have to do an Eruv in the middle of the day? So they both got good kashas to Rabbi Eliezer in either direction. Rabbi Eliezer was able to answer there, right, because he said it was two different kedushas. Let's see what Chachamim say. Right, so he says, high, right? So then that's the proof then, right? That's Rabbi Eliezer k'mahadet, Rabbi Eliezer responds to Chachamim. Ukamar vadai. After divrechem shtei kedushas Rashi. So therefore, even according to you, shtei kedushas lein. So why are you hakim yachani kia about one kedusha, long day stories, two kedushas? So it goes to Rabbanan. What's Rabbanan's story? How do they respond? Rabbanan say like this. They say, what's our concern? Sfuke mesapke lehu. We already got a safek. We're not sure if it's one kedusha or two kedushas. So we're going the chumra in both directions. V'hachel chumra, v'hachel chumra. What do they mean? Look at Rashi, yeah? Mesapke lehu, b'shabbat v'yom tov, ikru sh'achadino ishta, if it's one or two. So therefore, avdi hachel chumra. So they go on the one, so they say, on the one hand, we're being machmir, and yachol arev v'shtei ruchot, dil mechad kedusha hi. You can't make an Eruv in two different directions. Like Rabbi Eliezer said, you can go one to the east and one to the west. No, why? Because it might be one Kedusha. If it's one Kedusha, you can't make half a day in this direction, half a day in that direction. So if it's one Kedusha, we're saying, L'chumra, only make one direction. If it's one Kedusha. V'hach l'chumra, on the other hand, right, it might be two Kedushas. So therefore, the e nechal barishon the eruv l'sheni tiyom mishtei kedusha. Therefore, we're also going machmir. We're saying that you have to make a separate eruv for each day, and if it gets eaten, you can't use it because it might be two kedushas. So we're going lechumra, and we're saying therefore, because it might be two kedushas, make two eruvim. And if the one eruv got eaten or got lost, you can't use it the second day because it might be two kedushas, like Rabbi didn't say. On the other hand, it might be one kedusha. If it's one kedusha, you can't make half your day here, half your day there. So therefore, we won't allow you to make two separate directions. Only make one direction. So really, Rabbi Eliezer is adamant that it's two kedushas. Chachamim say, you know, we're not sure. Might be one direction. We want to cover that as well. Now, Tanya Rabbanan, whoever is a brighter, right? Similar to what we've been seeing up here. Irei baraglav b'yom rishon. If a person made an Eruv with his feet, like we saw previously, he didn't have food, he went and actually stood there and he sat there, Erev Shabbos. Ma'arev b'ragla b'yom sheni. Does the same thing on Yom Sheni. Ne'echal Eruv b'yom Rishon. Right? If his Eruv got eaten on the first day, ein yotzeh alav b'yom sheni divrei Rebbe. Now, who does Rebbe sound like? Rebbe sounds like Chachamim, right? Because he's saying there, that Ne'echal Eruv b'yom Rishon, ein yotzeh alav b'yom sheni. And if he went there without food, he has to go back there. So Rebbe seems to be like Chachamim, that it's actually one, that they're two separate, sorry, like Rabbi Lezer, apologize, right? He's saying two Kedushas, right? Okay, that's why you're all quiet, because you didn't want to correct me. Okay, very nice of you, Erev Rosh Hashanah, didn't want to correct me, okay. Right, so he says there that, Rabbi's saying there's two Kedushas, therefore you've got eaten, etc. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Harei zeh chamar gamal. We've seen that before, right? What's Chamar Gamal? Chamar Gamal is a guy who, on the one hand, he's smacking the donkey in front of him, and sometimes putting the camel behind him. He's like stuck in the middle, right? What does he mean by Chamar Gamal? He says over here, Chamar Gamal, basically, both are not sure where he's going. Deal mechad a kedushahi, v'kan erev l'shnei yamim, v'hifsid alpaim shekri eruvo, v'kan lo kana klum, el alpaim shu lo belo eruv. He says that maybe like he's either pulling or pushing. He's neither here nor there. What happens, says Rabbi Yehuda? On the one hand, it might be one Kedusha. If it's one Kedusha, he was Kone and Eruv for 2 days, and therefore for both days, he can't go in the other direction, right? He's lost the other direction because his Eruv says only going west. V'chan lo kana klum, to the east, never met any Eruv. Only his 2,000 Amos.
Where are you now?
Sorry?
Where are you now?
I turned over the Amud, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. We just turned over the Amud. We said that we had the brighter. Eruv Baragla.
Did you do Hachana? Where? Rabbi Eliezer had Tamishim Hachana?
Did I skip it out?
No.
Yeah, I skipped it out. You're right? Okay. Sorry.
I have to say, I thought I was dreaming.
Okay.
I dismissed it.
Okay, now don't dream. If you. Okay. Yeah, I could skip it out. Okay. I skipped it. Okay, let's go back quickly. So there, Rabbi Eliezer said to them, okay. So they said to Rabbi Yezer, Aval, so Rabbi said to them, okay, I like, take Dusa. Rabbi Dan said, no, from a sapka. So now, Amur Rabbi Yezer, Iatamode, okay, so I have to complete, okay, sorry. Amur Rabbi Yezer, so I've gone back now to the previous Amud, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines above from the beginning of the end of the Amud. So now, Amur Rabbi Yezer, Iatamode, the last question to Rabbi Yezer, don't you agree, Rabbi Yezer? She'ein ma'arvin betchila mi yom tov le Shabbat, that lechatchila over here, right? That you can't make an Eruv, right? Look at Rashi. Im lo irev ben ashmashot shel erev yontif. If you didn't make an Eruv, ben ashmashot of erev yontif, behutrach latzeit b'shabbat, and now you need to go out on Shabbos, the next day, iatamodesh and no yachol erev mi yom tov l'shabbat. Don't you agree now that you can't, on yontif itself, make an Eruv for Shabbos? Right? So good Rashi. Alme kedusha achadi. Vrehu kayom echad. Shani achol arev echatzi ayom im lo irev ben ashmashot. He says, 1 second, Rabbi Yehuda, before we get finished over here. Don't you agree that let's say you didn't make an Eruv on Thursday night, Friday. You had no Eruv for Yontif. You can't now go and make an Eruv in the middle of Yontif for Shabbos. Why not? If it was two separate kedushas, so then what do we care? They're each independent. Obviously it's not. It's one long day, and that's why you can't make it out in the middle of the day. And that's why you can't do it. Right? So now, Steve, now here comes your answer. Right? Amar lehen, Aval, you're right. So he says, I agree with you about that. You can't do it. So I lie. Kedusha achadi. So therefore, that's one Kedusha. So Rabbi Yehuda, how does he respond? He says, no, hata mishum achana. No, that's nothing to do altogether. The reason we can't do it, because we can't do achana on Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's why I can't do it. So you should all be asking the question, but in the previous example, we did say that you can walk to the Eruv on the second day. Why isn't that walking also called achana? Remember we said, you haven't got food, and you went there on Thursday night, and you waited, and what do you do on Friday? You walk back to your Eruv there, and you wait there for your Eruv to come into effect. Okay, the Eruv is only kicking in once Shabbos is in, right? But still, isn't your walking there considered preparation? I don't know. I haven't got an answer to that. Right. If you did it on first day, you can't do it on the second day. Yotzei alav b'sheini. If your eruv got eaten on the first day, you can still use it on the second day. So look at Rashi now when they say ein ma'arav b'raglav b'sheini. Look at the second narrow lines of Rashi. Not that you can't, but ein tzarich la'arev. You don't need to make it. Why not? Devadai kedusha achad ninu ukechad yom aricha havei. Because it's one long day. You don't. Not that you don't. That you can't. You don't need to. So what do we end up here in the this brighter? We've got Rebbe who says clearly it's two kedushas, and therefore if you got eaten, you can't use it, and if you walk on the first, you have to walk on the second day. Rabbi Huru says you're stuck in a no man's land. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishuv and Rabbi Yochum and Bruk are saying that if you made an eruv on the first day, it's good for the second day. If it got eaten, it's fine. So they're saying it's one long day. So it looks like we've got a halach machloket over here, Rabbi Rebbe. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Baruchah, which is a similar machloket to Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim. Do you agree? Leave out Rabbi Yehud in the middle in the moment. We've got Rabbi Eliezer with Rebbe, and we've got Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Baruchah on the other side like Chachamim. So now look at this. Amar Rav. Halacha ka'ar b'skeinim alalu. Basically, we've got there Rashbag and Rabbi Shimon Nachman saying, no problem, your Arab's an Arab. They Chachamim. So now comes along the Gemara and says, like, Amar Rav, halacha ka'arba skeinim alalu. The halacha is like these skeinim, these four skeinim. I'm going to quote these four skeinim now. And who is it according to? For Alibad Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, shtei kedushat hein. Four, two different kedushas. But now look at this. Who are the arba skeinim that he quotes? Ve'elu hein arba skeinim. Who are they? Rashbag. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Benov, Rabbi Yochanan, Beruka, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Stimta. Now, just before we get back to the Kasha here, what does it mean, Stimta? Rashi says, yeah, Stimta is Kari Komi Shira Rabbi Dvarab Komot Harbe, Vishnan Rabbi Mishnah Tzam. When Rabbi would see these guys that are quoted a lot all over the show, and he would just quote them in the Mishnah Stam. He actually quoted them by name because they were so popular. This is why Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda is one of them. Okay, but now look at the problem. Rav says, Aloch is like these four skeinim, Alibet Rabbi Eliezer, who says two kedushot hein, and he quotes Rashbag and Rabbi Shmael, Benor, Shrabi Yochanan, and Beruka. A moment ago, we just saw that Rabbi Shmael, Rashbag were, in our example, the Chachamim in the Machloket. Right? So how can it be that Lochel Rabbi Eliezer? Look at this. Okay, before we get there, the Gemara says, okay, who is Abiskanim? He could Amri Chad Binai or Rabbi Lazar. One of them is actually Rabbi Lazar. Rashi is Rabbi Eliezer, Stam in Shas is Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. And so put in Rabbi Eliezer and take out Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudas, Timtai, and take him out. So depending who those four Skanim are. But in both Shittas, including in these four skadi by Rashbag and Rabbi Shmuel Benor Shav Yochanan Ben Beruka. Doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, but wait a second, by Rashbag, Rabbi Shmuel Benor Shav Yochanan Ben Beruka, Ibche Shmein and Leu. We heard the exact opposite. Look at Rashi. Ibche Shmein Leu Leel. We saw just now the other way around. So what's the answer? Ipuch. Change the shittas around. He says, what do you mean change the shittas around? Iach Yehainu Revi. If we change them around, then Rashbag and Shmuel are basically like Rebbe. We don't need to have two people say the same thing in the Mishnah. We call me a machloka between Rebbe and Rashbag. They're saying the same thing. The one says, you're right. Ema, and this is how rewrite the Brighter and read the Brighter as follows. The Brighter says, Ein yotzei rabbi yom rishaini divrei Rebbe. And then there, where it says Rebbe, right? V'chein amar Rashbag v'rabbi Shmuel b'no Rabbi Yochanan Beruka. And then we'd have Rabbi Yehuda says, Chamar Gama. Wild. Right? V'chein amar Rashbag. Look at Rashi over here. V'chein amar Rashbag. Necha erivu b'rishon en yotzei la b'sheini. So the Gemara says, now wait a second. If that's the case, now all of a sudden you got Rebbe, Rashbag, and Rabbi Shmuel b'Shem Yochanan Beruka all saying the same thing. Right? And you said a second ago that Anocha is like these Arba Zakenim, and we had a bit of a difference of opinion which are the Arba, but we were determined to keep it at a number of four. So either we stuck in Rabbi Lazar ben Shamu and we took out Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Stimtai, etc., but we were determined to stick around with four. There's a problem. Velichshov Nami Rebbe. Why don't you include Rebbe in those numbers and then say they're five Zakenim, not four Zakenim? He was the one that said it the most clearly. The Loch is too kedushot like Rabbi Eliezer. So he said, Rabbi Tanila velo Savala. Look at this. Rabbi Tanila uledivra Rabbi Eliezer kama. Rabbi doesn't really agree with that. He's just telling you the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, if that's the case. So what maybe said in the Rabbanan as well? They don't really learn, they don't hold their opinions, teaching Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Moses says, no, Rav Gemar Gamila. Look at Rashi, had a Masorah. Rav had a Gemir Gamila, from his Rabbeim. Tehenech Arba Zakenim, that these four Zakenim, not Rabbi, actually severe lehu k'Rabbi Eliezer. They held like Rabbi Eliezer. It wasn't just they were quoting him. Avar Rebbe Tani Velo Savala. Rebbe brought the Shitta, but he himself didn't paskin that way. So that's why Rebbe's not included in the list of the four Gedolim. What says Rabbanan? Nami Tanula Velo Savila. Sorry, Rabbi Gamila. Okay, sorry, I read that. Okay. Now Kinach Nafshei Rav Huna. That was when Rav Huna died. Ayu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda now, remember Rav Huna was the gadol. We saw that, right? We've seen that before. We saw this Masechta that Rabbi Nechanela brought it. That Rav Huna was really halacha kemoto. He was the guy that hung around at the Reish Galuta, remember? And we saw that he died. Like Rav Chizda seems to have taken his place. Rav Chizda is now in the Beit Midrash, and now he raises a kasha over here. So like his ayel Rav Chizda lemirma derav aderav. He's got a kashi on Rav. Mi amar Rav alacha ka'arba skainim b'alim Rabbi Eliezer da'am reshtay kedushon hay? Did Rav really say that? That the aloch is like Rabbi Eliezer and it's according to these four zakainim and the aloch is two kedushot? Vaha itmar, but we've got a ma'am Rav Yahweh. Rav says as follows. Itmar, what have we got saying? Like a Shabbat v'yom tov. Right? Now this is a Gemara, right, from Beitza. So they were discussing Beitza Shadol de Yom Tov. Okay? Now what's important to point out is we'll learn it soon, that Gemara. I don't know how long is Beitza? About a year. When do we get to Beitza? Right? Right. When we get to Beitza, right, so we'll see, when's Beitza, Robert?
It's exactly a year from now. It's exactly. The end of the coming year.
Okay. So in a year's time, remember this, right? In a year's time, we get to Beitza. So there we're going to learn Beitza Shadol de Yom Tov. What?
Okay,
Elu. Wow, Mamasha Yu. What are we today? We are today Chaf Zayin Elu. What are we Chaf? Wow, exactly a year. Okay, so I said about a year. I didn't mean to say exact. Okay, that was a Siyata Dishmai. Okay, so now when we get to Beitza, we'll see there, right? There, Beitza will be Yom Tov. An egg that's laid on Yom Tov, we'll see, becomes Muktzah. You can't eat it, etc. But the question is. Is it's muktzah for the day, it becomes asur, it's nolad or muktzah, whatever that can we'll see. I'm not discussing the sugya, but it's asur for the day. An egg that's laid on Yom Tov isn't asur forever. You just can't eat it today. You can eat it tomorrow. Okay? So now there, Rav said like this. In that Gemara, right? Shabbat v'yom tov, you got Shabbos and Yom Tov one after the other. Rav Amar, Nolda b'zeh, Asura b'zeh. If it's Nolad on Shabbos, it's Asura on Yom Tov. Now, wait a second. If it's two Kedushas, like Rav says, Alokhid, like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's two Kedushas, so the egg was laid on Shabbos, it's Asura for Shabbos. Should be mutar for yontiv. It's two separate kedushas. They're not connected. They're not related. The egg is muktzah or asur for whatever reason on the day it was laid. Why would we want to say that it's asur tomorrow as well as it was laid today? Only if we say that Shabbos and yontiv is one long day, because then it's asur today and tomorrow is still today. But if tomorrow is tomorrow, it sounds like a Jackie Mason, right? But if tomorrow is tomorrow and tomorrow is not today, then why is it asr today when it should be mutar tomorrow? Tomorrow's not today. Tomorrow's the next day. You know, it doesn't make any sense. So that seems to be a stereo in Rav. That Rav said, Nolad b'Shabbos asr on Yom Tov. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, no. Hata mishum hachana. Again, Steve. Hata mishum hachana. So we've seen two answers now because of hachana. Why is it hachana? Because preparing for one day to the other. Tanya, have a brighter. Vayaba yom hashishi vechino. That's the pasuk. Right? The pasuk there says, Vayaba, yeah, so we haven't seen a pasuk for a long time. Now we see a pasuk. You see, we're discussing the writers. Vayaba yom hashishi vechino tashe yaviu vayamishne alashe hil ketu yom tov. That's regards to the man. Right? So now, vachol mechin the Shabbos. V'chol mechin yontov. You can prepare from chol to Shabbos, from chol to yontov. V'ein yontov mechin Shabbos. You can't prepare yontov to Shabbos. V'ein Shabbos mechin yontov. And not yontov to Shabbos either. Shabbos to yontov. So that's why it's got nothing to do with one long day. It's just because you can't prepare today for tomorrow and the egg laid today. It's if you're preparing it today, you're laying it today for tomorrow's preparation. Right, we'll see if we can get to Beitza. So Amalei Abaya to Rabbah. This was Rabbah's answer, right? So Abaya says to Rabbah, "In a hard time, we've got a Mishnah. It's like this. Ketzadu will say, to God to Eruv. What do we say in Eruv? Molicho berishon umachshich alav. He can go there, walk there, right, and stay there, and then not Lord, take his Eruv back, uba with his food, uba lo b'sheini machshich alav ochel and eat it, and then go home. Ha kemechim yom tov v'shabbos. But then, remember, I said earlier, I asked this kasha earlier, right? Here it comes. Isn't the fact that he's walking back there on Yontov with his Eruv in his hand, and now he's going to wait for Shabbos to come in? He comes to his spot and he sits down there now on the bench and he waits for Shabbos to come in. Wasn't that walking there and going there and sitting there and waiting hachana from Yontov to Shabbos? Right? So Rabbi says to him, Amale Rabbi, mi savart sof hayom kone Eruv? Tchilat hayom kone Eruv. The Shabbat Mechina La'atzma. Remember, we saw yesterday already, I think it was yesterday, the day before, we saw that the idea of Sof HaYom and Tchilat HaYom is not intuitive that we would have thought. Sof HaYom means the end of the day. So let's say that a normal Shabbos, Sof HaYom would be the end of Friday. And Tchilat HaYom would mean the beginning of Shabbos. And the Ben HaShmashot is in the middle. So the beginning of Ben HaShmashot is Sof HaYom. And the end of Ben HaShmashot now is Tchilat HaYom, because it's starting a new day, correct? With me? So says Rabbi to Abaya, what are you worrying about, Abaya? When you walk there with your Eruv and you sit down, etc., and it's all still Yontif, Friday is Yontif, what are you doing? You're doing nothing. Because when is the Eruv Kone? The Eruv is Kone only after Ben HaShmashot. By that time, you're already there. So all the preparation, the fact that you're sitting now on the bench with your food in your hand, only is relevant when Ben HaShmashot is over and Shabbos kicks in. And now you're preparing on Shabbos for Shabbos. Whatever you did up until now, the walk on the Friday afternoon and going to the bench, etc., is nothing. It's meaningless because what did you do? Nothing. There's no Eruv, nothing's happening. You're just going for a walk. You sit down on the bench. Shabbos now, Ben HaShmashot, ends. The end of Ben HaShmashot, fuck, you got an Eruv. It was the preparation there and then that created the Eruv. Okay, it's a good answer. Right, he says, Eruv Tchilat Yom Kol Eruv, Shabbat Bichlazma. So he says, wait a second. So now Abaya is on a slouch. He says, Ela Ma'ata. Now he comes back. You see, it's amazing. The Gemara, often we see this. The Gemara throws information at us. We don't necessarily appreciate what that information is for. It's just lots of information. And then suddenly we see how all that information is being used in a discussion. We had the other day the case of this lagin. Remember, we said lagin, it wasn't a makshar, it was a picture of like a two-handled sort of little jug. So it was bigger than a cup and smaller than a barrel, remember? Have you got a picture there again now this time? Isn't that right? And we said that if you got a lagin, and the lagin was a tful yom, remember? It was you had dunked it in the mikveh, but it hadn't yet been harev shimsho. It wasn't yet tahor completely. And you put it in full of tevel, and you said that there'd be maaser in it after it would be harev shimsho. When we said mishe techshach, then there would be mafrish the truma. Why? Because at the time of chashecha, the barrel, this jug, would no longer be tamei because it would already be in harev shimsho. Everybody with me up until now? Right? Ed, you with me? Right? So now he says, according to you, now Abba says to Rabbi, you're telling me that it is the tchilat hayom, the end of Bein HaShmashot, which is kone, then we've got a bit of a problem. Why? In fact, you know what? I want to take half a second. I'm probably running a little bit late now. I think we can do about it. Go back to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph and just quickly look at this sugya there of the lagin. So the bottom of the Amud, three lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We said it like this. Tanu Rabban, Tanu Nan Hatam. Lagin Tvul Yom. Shem Al'u Min HaChavit Shomaser Tevel. Right? Shem Al'u Min HaChavit Tevel V'Amar Arei Ze Trumat Maser L'Keshetechashech. And you say this will be Trumat Maser. So you've got Maser Rishon and you haven't taken Trumat Maser off yet. Right, and you say this will be Trumat Maser when it gets dark, Tvarav Kayamin, because we said there would be it would work. Ve'im Amar Irvuli Bezeh, but if you said use this for my Eruv, this food in this jug, right, it's Tevil, remember? It's Tevil. You haven't yet taken off the Maser, the Trumat Maser from the Maser Rishon, so it's Tevil as far as the Levi is concerned, and we know we've got a din, you can't make an Eruv with Tevil. Right? So he said, if you say Irvuli Bezeh, Lo Amar Klum. Why look at Rashi? Hoyel v'chimata Bein HaShmashot Akati Tevel Hava. Because when Bein HaShmashot came in, at the beginning of Bein HaShmashot, which is the Sofayom, not Tchilat, not the end of Bein HaShmashot, the end of the day, which is Tchilat Bein HaShmashot, it was still Tevel, because you said it's only going to become, it will only work once it's Techshach, because at the moment it's Tuma, so we have to wait till it gets dark. So at the beginning of Bein HaShmashot, you can't do it. It appears over there that when is an Eruv Koneh? At the beginning of Bein HaShmashot, Sofayom. And that's why at the time that you wanted the Eruv to kick in, it wouldn't have worked because it was Tevil. And here, what are you saying? Here, you say it the other way around. Here, Amar Rabbi, Misamat, Sofayom Koneh Eruv, Tchilat Hayom Koneh Eruv. So he says, I don't understand, says Abaye, Elam Ata. Ye'arvu belagin. Why can't I use the lagin then? The reason we said we couldn't use the lagin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph was because we said that the Eruv is at the beginning of Bein HaShmashot, which was Sofayom. And it wasn't yet able to become Truma because it was Tameh. But if you're telling me that Bein HaShmashot, the end of Bein HaShmashot is when you cornered the Eruv, then this lagin would have been a kosher lagin by then. So how come I couldn't use the lagin as an Eruv? Clear? Question clear? It's difficult. I'll go through one more time. We said on Daf Lamed Vav, we brought this example there of this lagin. We've got this little jug that's full of Maser Rishon, and we haven't taken Trumat Maser from it, so it's Tevel. And we have a din that you can't use Tevel for an Eruv. You can't use food that had Trumat taken from it. You can't use Tevel. Now, this lagin is a Tvul Yom. It was dunked in the mikveh, but it only becomes tahor after nightfall. We need harev shimsho. Right? And only after Bein HaShmashot will it become tahor. So the guy doesn't want the trumet to become tameh. So he says, there's trumet maser in here. This thing at the moment is tameh. So the hafrasha will only kick in once this is no longer tameh. When will this no longer be tameh? After Bein HaShmashot. So when it gets dark, I'm going to tell you now, when it gets dark, this now will be a kosher kli, no longer tameh kli, then the truma will kick in. And the Gemara said, no problem, the truma works. After nighttime, there's the Maaseh works. However, if you want to make an Eruv with it, you can't make an Eruv with it. Why? Because the Tnai was that it's only going to become edible, it's no longer Tevel, only after Ben Hashmashot. And we saw in the Adam Vav, when is the Eruv Koneh? At the beginning of Ben Hashmashot. At the beginning of Ben Hashmashot, it's still Tevel, because there's no, you can't yet Mafrish, because it will become Tamei, because this Lagin is a Tvulyom. So Abaya says now to Rabbi, wait a second, you're changing the game now. If you're telling me that what's the problem, the Eruv is Koneh at the end of Ben Hashmashot, at Tchilat Hayom, at the end of Ben Hashmashot, my Lagin is now Tahor, and my Truma is now Mufrash, and now this is no longer Tevil. I could make an Eruv with it. And he didn't have that with Bab. He said, you can't make an Eruv with it. So make up your mind. Either the Eruv is Koneh at Sofayom, at the beginning of Ben Hashmashot, or it's Koneh at Tchilat Hayom, at the end of Ben Hashmashot. You got it? Right? Okay. So he says to him, no, he says, Amal, he says to him, he says, Ela hadit, but in this, he says, no, there's a different reason why that doesn't work. It doesn't work. You thought that it was because of Koneh, beginning or end. No. There's a separate din over here. Ba'inan Sa'uda Haru'uya mi ba'od yom v'leka. There's a separate din in Eruv. When I make my Eruv, even at the time that it kicks in, it had to have been an edible meal before Ben Hashmashot. I can't use something that only became edible now. Why? It doesn't matter why. That's the din. And therefore, the fact that this tevel was tevel up until Ben Hashmashot, mi ba'od yom, before Ben Hashmashot, it wasn't edible, even if now it is, and it's no problem, it would be edible now, can't use it for an Eruv. That's the reason why you can't do that. So he says to him, Ela hadit nan, Rabbi Eliezer omer, yom tov asamuch l'shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer says that yom tov, which is close to Shabbos, before or after, mareva dam shnei eruvin. Listen to this, you're not telling me now, I have to have it edible. Has to be able to be eaten every mibod yom. Then we got a problem with our Mishnah, with Rabbi Eliezer. Because look what Rabbi Eliezer said. Right? Ma'areva dam shnei eruvin. Right? Look at Rashi Abia. Ma'areva dam shnei eruvin. Ukesal kedatach. Here comes my problem with the 2,000 amas with the eruv. And I said all the time, last halacha was that you have to put the eruv at the end of the 2,000 amas. No, well, let's go back for a second. He said, what's the question? Let's go back in the Gemara. How about in Sudah Haruya Bibod Yom Veleika? Why would it be Meleika? I'll read the Rashi outside because it's going to be too complicated, too long to take inside. He said, like this. If Rabbi Eliezer says that I can make an Eruv on the east and on the west, so what do I have? I've got now, here's my house, 2,000 Amas going west, I've got an Eruv. So, and that is for, and I do that Thursday night. So for the whole of Friday, where can I walk? I can walk from my house in that direction, whatever I call it, yeah, west or east, let's say west. So I'm limited now. I can't go east anywhere, correct? I can't go east because end of my tchum. I can only go from where I am up until my Eruv, and from my Eruv, another 2,000 amas in that direction, correct? But now that's for Friday. Now for Shabbos, my Eruv is on that direction, the other side. And now I'm stuck. I can only go from here to my Eruv 2,000 Amas. And from my Eruv, another 2,000 Amas. So on Friday afternoon, mi ba'od yom, if I made an Eruv on Thursday night in the east, on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, am I able to get to my Eruv in the east and eat it? Pasha, that I can't. It's out of my tchum. So according to you, if I need to be able to eat my Eruvim b'od yom, how can I eat it? How can Rabbi Eliezer say you can make two Eruvim? I'm not able to eat it b'od yom because it's out of my tchum. You got it? That's the kasha. Now that's what Rashi says. The hava mina is that you have to make an Eruv 2,000 amas away. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe you can make an Eruv 1,000 amas away, because on Yontif, I don't want to walk 4,000 amas to visit somebody. I only want to walk 3,000 amas. So I make an Eruv of 1,000 amas, and from that Eruv, I've got 2,000 amas to go. and I make the other Eruv in that direction also only 1,000 Amas, and I've got 2,000 to go. So between my two Eruvim now, I've actually got 2,000 Amas. I can walk between them. And that's what you'd have to do. So that's what he answers. He says to him like this. No. Okay, so that's that answer there. It's pretty simple. It says, Ela had Amr Rav Yehuda, Irev Raglav Yom Rishon, Marev Raglav Yom Shaini. Irev Pat Yom Rishon, Marev Pat Yom Shaini. So he says, now, wait a second, now we've got a separate problem. Now, if he says that, we said, Lord Rav Yehuda said what? If you went by foot to make an Erev on the first day, go by foot on the second day. If you go by with food on the first day, go with food on the second day. But now he says, ha, kamachin mi yom till the Shabbos. Now we've got a proper hachana mi yom till the Shabbos, because now I'm carrying my food, which is an edible food. I have to be able to eat it. Right? He's saying it's edible on Erev Shabbos. Isn't that mechina mi yom till the Shabbos? Look at Rashi over I'm walking now and I haven't got food in my hands, right? Salke datach. Rashi says, what's the havamin over here? Why do I think when I walk I have to make the eruv? He says, because if I'm not using food, it's like the very first wide lines at the bottom of Rashi there. Salke datach. Let's see what's important. The ba'i lemeimar shvitati bimkomi. I need to say, I'm being koneh ma'eruv. Actually, I have to verbalize it. And that's hachana miyom tov l'shabbos. She says to me, Amalei, misavah ta'azil v'amamidi. Who says you have to say anything? On the contrary. Ta'azil v'shatik v'yativ. Just go there, sit down and shut up. And the eruv will come on its own. Come on, who's it like? Rebbe Yochanan ben Nuri. Ta'amar cheftze hefker konin shvita. I feel it, you know what? We'll get to this cheftze hefker shvita. Let's go. You're running a little bit late now. We'll stop a v'yatz and you